So we are having a voter registration weekend this weekend. We know that all South Africans aged 16 years and older in possession of an ID or green barcoded ID book are permitted to register as voters, and only registered voters aged 18 or older on election day can vote. So the Minister of Home Affairs, Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi, has been having a press conference today to speak about the state of readiness to offer Home Affairs services during the voter registration weekend. We're joined now by Tommy Makhode, who's the Director General at the Department of Home Affairs. DG, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time today. How prepared is Home Affairs for the registration weekend?
Mandy, and to your midday report listeners, well, we are ready. We are prepared in support, as you've just said in your introduction, of the voter registration weekend, which is scheduled for Saturday and Sunday. As the Department of Home Affairs will open all our 412 offices, and mainly this include some banks where you have Home Affairs services. In 702 land, of course, there are a number of banks that will be open. For example, Absa in Sandton will be open on Saturday, and NetBank also in Rivonia open on Saturday. You also have Investec. They do offer services for Home Affairs, also open on Saturday and Sunday in Sandton. And then you've got NetBank, which is also open both in Lakeview on Saturday and Sunday to offer services. And then you also have other banks such as F&B at the Glen Mall, open only on Saturday, F&B at Rivonia, open on Saturday, Standard Bank at Killarney. And then these are just some of the banks that I'm listing. That will be open for the registration weekend. But in addition to that,
DG, I'm just going to stop you. DG, sorry, we're just struggling with your line a little bit. If you can jump around there, and we'll try that again. On a very practical level, what kind of services will you be offering? Will it be the full gambit, or is it very specific to voter registration?
So over the next 2 days, I hope you can hear me now loud and clear. We'll be offering essentially four services. The first one is the issuance of a temporary
DG, I'm sorry, we're gonna leave it there. We're gonna try and get you back on a better line. I'm gonna just ask Tamagwini, my producer, to give you a call, and we can see if we can maybe get you back on a better line so we can pick up that info for the listeners. Right, let's go back to the DG of Home Affairs, Tommy Makhode, hopefully on a better line, DG. I'm sorry for that. So let's just pick up where we left off there. What services will the Home Affairs officers be offering over the registration weekend?
You can hear me now loud and clear. Okay, so the offerings will be limited, as you indicated, to the following. In support of the voter registration weekend, the first one is really the issuance of a temporary identity certificate, or what we call TICs. And then crucial, is the collection of green barcoded identity books and smart identity cards to applicants. In your 702, we've got about 239 uncollected IDs that have been lying at our offices for quite some time. And the majority of those are from Tshwane, sitting at 30,762, and in your Joburg Metro around 25,664.
Okay, DG.
Around the manual verification.
DG, we're going to leave it there. Thank you so much. That's the DG of Home Affairs, Tommy Makhode. So don't forget, there is a voter registration weekend this weekend. And he's saying, go and pick up your IDs if you've already applied for them so that you can register. But you can go and get a temporary ID too if you do want to register.